Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
So everything the devil does or means for evil, know for a fact that God will work it together for your good. Amen. But you got to know that. And it may be a time where you go through some pressure, where you don't have all the answers in that. That's when you learn to wait on Him and trust Him and submit to Him. He'll make you to know everything you need to know. But you got to believe Him and trust Him. These signs shall follow. That's that other government that wants to come through you. Amen. Yes. That's the government of heaven that has come without observation, that wants to flow through you into this world. Amen. Go to Genesis chapter 2 for a moment. And verse 10. We read these the other night. I want to read them again. And a river went out of Eden. Remember? Eden, the delightful place. Eden, the atmosphere of heaven that was brought to the earth. The atmosphere of heaven that was brought to the earth. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. God planted a garden eastward in Eden and put the man in the garden. And the garden was in the atmosphere of Eden. And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. Four rivers flowed out of Eden. The first was Pison. The second was Havilah. The first was Pison. The second was Gihon. The third was Hiddekel, and the fourth was Euphrates. I looked those words up, and it's interesting what those words mean. That was the river that broke off into four different tributaries and flowed out of Eden. Now, the reason they flowed out of Eden, Adam was given the mandate to extend the garden, increase the garden. Amen. Amen. I've given you what you need. Now take what you have and extend this atmosphere. Extend it until the whole earth is filled with the glory of the Lord. Amen. As the waters cover the sea, right? This has always been God's mandate. Increase. That's what a kingdom is all about. Conquering and increase. Subduing other kingdoms. Now we know the world is full of other kingdoms. Amen. Kingdoms of darkness. Demonic strongholds. But like Adam, the rivers, the four rivers flowed out of the presence into the world. And we know today that cities are usually built around water. Amen. If you're going to establish anything of significance, it's usually a lake, the sea, some type of tributary. Well, these four went out. And Adam was to build or to extend the atmosphere of Eden and the garden throughout the whole earth. But these rivers went out first. Are you following? Amen. We read in John chapter 7, verse 38. Again, that word believe. He that believes on me. Amen. Right? Yes. Yes. This is simple. But I don't want you to think it's too simple, because a lot of us get it in our head and it's just information. Let it get in your heart. Amen. So it can transform you. So that you can start experiencing this. These four rivers, I'll show you. These four rivers, and check yourself. These four rivers have a meaning. The first river is Pison. It means freely flowing. Is your life one that you could say freely flows? Or is it full of issues? Full of contention. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Full of strife, lack, insufficiency, low self-esteem, condemnation? Or is it freely flowing? That river, that first river that came out of Eden was freely flowing. Nothing blocking it, nothing contaminating it. It was freely flowing. The second was Gaion, and it means bursting forth. Bursting forth. Is that river in you like an annoying drip of water? It's just the washer on the faucet is messed up, and so the thing just drips. Doop, doop, doop. Or is your life that of bursting forth? How about your joy? Is your joy just dripping along? Or is there a bursting forth? These were the rivers that came out of Eden. This is what they mean. Freely flowing. Nothing hindering. Bursting forth. The third one was Hiddekel, which means rapid. The river was flowing rapidly. Then there was the Euphrates. And I love what the Euphrates means. That which makes fruitful. What's flowing out of your life into your domain or the world in which you live? Is it bursting forth? Is it making you fruitful? Is it rapidly flowing? Or is it not at all what you want? What was the first one? Freely flowing. Is it freely flowing or not? The kingdom is within you. It's come without observation. Now it's up to us. He that believes on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow. Now, the same concept is here, the same that was in Genesis to expand the garden and expand the atmosphere of Eden throughout the earth has been given to us now. Amen. The mandate hasn't changed. Times have changed, but the mandate remains the same. Jesus himself came as the second Adam to restore everything. The first Adam was a quickening, was a living soul, but the second Adam was a quickening spirit. Amen. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit now. Amen. Right? So that second Adam has given us the same authority. Now the kingdom of God is within us. It's not a garden. It's a garden within us. Amen. It's an atmosphere within you. Amen. But sometimes people have not found themselves or located themselves in God's kingdom because they've not located the kingdom of God in themselves. Amen. Let me say that again. Many, and there's got to be an awakening. Many have not located the kingdom of God because they have not first located the kingdom of God within them. They don't know where they're at in the kingdom because they've not located the kingdom of God within them. There's a hidden you that has to be resurrected, has to be found, has to be expressed, has to be brought forth. Now remember, the kingdom of God is within. The word within, it means position in place, time, or state. It also means instrumentality. We looked at this Wednesday night, instrument. The kingdom of God is an instrument. It's like a surgeon's scalpel. It's like a construction person's jackhammer, an instrument to get a job done. The kingdom of God is an instrument that dictates, now listen to me closely, it dictates a time, place, and position within you. This is why it's important. Are you still with me here? This is why it's important to align yourself with God. Come into an alignment with God. Not in alignment with the world. Not in alignment with the crowd. but come into alignment with God. There's no way around. There's no way to do that without intimacy. There's no way you can do that. There's no way you can truly align with God without becoming intimate with Him. Amen. Into me see. That's why you have to become your best friend. Amen. So that you're not trying to hide anything. You're not holding anything back. You're not ashamed or afraid. You know you. Amen. You know, listen, you know your weaknesses. But you're all right with your weaknesses. You know your shortcomings, but you're all right with your shortcomings because God knows all about it. You talk to Him about them all the time. And let me tell you something. Your destiny is not contingent upon your strengths or your weaknesses. This ought to liberate. This ought to get somebody's river flowing freely. Your destiny is not contingent upon your strengths or your weaknesses, how strong you are or how weak you are. It's contingent upon your aligning yourself with God. Amen. How many know how faith operates? We have an idea, right? How faith operates? In this day and time we live, you find it's really muddied up.
Amen.
Because people are gauging what they do by a bank account. By what they have in hand.
Amen.
Amen. Versus by faith. Do you know that it's not what you have that determines what God will do.
Amen. Amen.
Real faith. Kingdom faith. Amen. It's not what you have. See, that's the challenge. Well, I don't have enough to do. Well, where's your faith? Watch out for well-meaning people.
Amen.
That always are frightening you. You don't want to do too much now. You don't want to get too far out there. Well, faith operates like this. You believe first.
Yes, sir.
And vision determines provision.
Amen.
Not provision determines vision.
Amen. Amen.
See how much the world has indoctrinated and captivated our minds and our thinking processes. I'm not talking about doing foolish stuff. The Holy Spirit will talk to you. The kingdom is within you. He'll impress upon you to do things. But how often do you, well, I ain't got enough of that. I don't have the education for that. I don't know how I could do that. Well, He's not asking you to know how. He's asking you to take a step of faith. Because when you take the step of faith, you'll find, oh, okay. Abraham, go offer Isaac. It required obedience. But as he obeyed, when he reached there and fully obeyed, there was a ram there waiting in the thicket. A provision.
Amen.
The place was called Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. Please tell somebody right now, God will provide for you. See, we need to get in touch with the real us. The one that's not afraid.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 775.